How are y'all today?
Good.
All right. Just real quick, I guess you guys are probably going to ask for it. Nuke had a scope. Get back here and get back to work. Hopefully we'll get him back here in a few weeks. But everything went good this morning. Nothing's really changed with anybody else. So that's where we're at. And got some guys, got Tony Carter back on the field today. So that's a good thing.
Was it just some cartilage in the knee?
You know, I don't really know. I didn't have Greek tell you exactly what happened. I just know they went in there to basically take a look at what was bothering him and obviously found out and got it taken care of. And they say it'll probably be about 2 to 3 weeks. So just good news, you know, good news because we got time and he's a hard worker. And so we'll get him back.
Elway spoke this offseason about guys taking that second-year step. Obviously, you weren't here last year, but how have you seen a difference between Gerald Rivers and Kenny and Burse compared to some of these rookies out here?
Yeah, I think you can tell. You know, like practicing today, you know, it's 2 days before the game. We're in helmets. You can watch guys that kind of been doing it, know how to prepare themselves to play, and then you watch young guys kind of plog through it a little bit, you know, our rookies, you know. So, yeah, I can tell a difference. I think when you talk about those guys you just mentioned, I think they've worked really hard. I think they're also smart enough to know that the opportunity window is narrowing, you know. For every preseason game you play, you start to run out of snaps, so it's very important for them.
Do you think Emmanuel will play?
You know, I don't think so, Jeff. You know, he hasn't worked. Like I said, we took a different approach this week. He's feeling good. But all of a sudden turn around, we kind of think maybe that's why we got ourselves set back a little bit last week. So I would think not.
What about with Brandon Marshall or Trevathan? Are they
going to play? Brandon is going to play. Danny is not going to play. Yes.
He's been slightly ahead, you said.
Yeah, we feel that way. But I think Danny's closed the gap. If
okay.
Y'all notice, Danny's
yeah.
Worked pretty much full time this week and practiced really good. So, but we just think Brandon's a little bit ahead.
What do you want to see from Manning in his first
live
game in your offense?
You know, just run the group, get his snaps under his belt. I mean, he's been working hard, and he's got a young group to work with. And so, you know, there's a process here, and he'll play a lot more next week. But really just get out there and get back to work. You know, it's his first time on the field in live action. And, you know, just for the group to operate well. We know he'll do his part, you know, just get working with the group. A lot of guys out there he hasn't worked with.
Important for him to get those reps with that young offensive line?
Yeah, well, not only them, but you got OD, you know, so you got a new tight end there. Obviously, Cody's going to be working with him, you know, with Emmanuel being out. So there's some different things going on right there and some different dynamics we want to take a look at.
From coaching J.J. Watt, what do you expect the young offensive lineman to learn going against him Saturday?
I probably have some wide eyes when they walk out of the huddle, you know. But, yeah, he's a pretty good player. He plays everywhere, too. So he's not one thing when you game plan, you know, if it's regular season, you know, there's no way you know exactly where he's going to play. So, you know, he's very disruptive, and but that's good for him. You know, it's kind of like going against DeMarcus and, you know, Vaughn on a regular basis daily. You know, now they get to go look at him. So that'll help you get up to speed real quick.
Is that a good evaluation tool for you?
Yeah, I think it is, you know, but I think probably what happens, Jeff, you come out of the game and he was over this guy 30 snaps and this guy 2 snaps, so you know how that is. So let's look at the big picture and see how they all play. Hopefully they just keep moving forward. You know what, TJ was excused. He had some personal business to take care of, okay? So he did initially come out, and then I sent him in to take care of it. He's fine, though. He'll be ready to go. Yeah, he's fine.
A lot of the teams that are doing joint practices fit them this week or last. What's advantageous about next week with you and the Niners?
You know, I don't know. I've been a part of a lot of those through the years, and been a part of some great ones, been a part of some not so good. But, you know, Coach and I have talked, and it is different doing joint practices in week 3, you know, because it's normally kind of when you're doing your weekly, you know, you're kind of going through your routine. So that will be a little bit different for us trying to mix the two. But, you know, it'll be a good group to work against. So we're late in camp, and we're going to work, I guess, Wednesday and Thursday, I think. So I think we only got one day in pads, and then we're in shorts one day, and we got to go play. We're going to go play. So I think it'll be a little bit different than working much earlier in camp.
What are you coming out? There's been an awful lot of people taking note of some of the on-field fights and pride. Where are you coming down on that?
I'd like everybody to quit talking about it, to be honest with you. I want players to worry about playing and getting ready to play the game. And you know, our focus right now is on Houston. You know, we'll worry about San Francisco next week, but I expect us to practice hard, practice well, and get better next week just like we do this week.
Thank you.